good afternoon. Welcome back, friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, September the 18th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net, or the easier one, eaglesup.com. Well, the Fed gave a bit of a surprise to Wall Street. Subsequently, Dow soared 335 points today to close at 13,739. NASDAQ up 70 points at 2,651. S&P 500 up 43 at 1,519. No question, Wall Street was downright giddy by the Fed rate cut today. And they completely discounted the fact that August foreclosure report came out showing a 36% increase. And, by the way, oil hits another record. In the metals complex, as we mentioned earlier, nothing was in the red today except for the U.S. dollar. Gold in New York City closed up 30 cents at $716.50. Silver up 5 cents at $12.82. Platinum up $5 at $13.05. Palladium up 2 at $3.33. Seems to be stuck on that 333 number. Just a quick reminder that the markets close in New York prior to the Fed announcements, so we have to look at the Asian markets to see what the metals did based on that news. Currently gold up $10.90 at $726.70, silver up 22 cents at $13.09, platinum up a buck at $1,308, and palladium up a buck at $3.34. Oil, as we mentioned, hit at a new all-time high. T. Boone Pickings is coming up on CNBC shortly, where he will make the argument for $100 a barrel oil before we see $70 a barrel oil. The last time T. Boone Pickings made a projection of oil going to $80 before we see $60 was spot on the mark. If he was right then, he's most probably going to be right about $100 oil. U.S. dollar index got hammered today. The only thing in the red, U.S. dollar index closing at 79.06. Heading for 40. Yeah, well.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
On this Tuesday, a historical day, if you will, for those of us who follow the noble metal, even though the, a little disingenuous when they say gold futures rose to a 27-year high after the federal rate cuts this morning. If we look at the figures that they use, which is based on February the 11th of 1980, and we go to the Federal Reserve's own CPI calculator, and we punch in a 1980 price of $735. The equivalent dollar worth today, gold should be trading at $1,834. But we'll give them this for now. According to Ron Goods, a futures trading director at Equidex, he says investors are scared. The rate cut is inflationary. And money is flowing into gold as a hedge. Today's action is intended to help forestall some of the adverse effects on the broader economy that might otherwise arise from the disruptions in financial markets. This is what the Federal Open Market Committee said in a statement after announcing the rate cut today. The reduction in borrowing costs was the first since 2003. Before today's meeting, the Fed kept rates unchanged since June of 2006. Many people said it was the most aggressive action they've seen ever by the Fed. And those sentiments were echoed by William O'Neill, a partner at Logic Advisories. And he says, quite simply, this is very bullish for gold. O'Neill went on to add that the gold may rally in all currencies as other central banks will now follow the Fed and reduce rates to ease credit market turmoil. The sudden disappearance of bid or offer prices for securities that are collateralized by some defaulted U.S. subprime mortgages have rolled global equities and debt securities. O'Neill concluded by saying central banks are certainly on the same wavelength. Gold has been anticipating falling global interest rates. Virginia-based editor Peter Gatman, or Dennis Gatman, I should say, said this is a global bull market in gold. Weaknesses is to be bought rather than strength being sold, he added. Now, you always get those people that come up and say, well, you must sell into strength. This is one strength you don't want to sell into. This is accumulation period. What does tomorrow hold for us? Well, the next couple of days are going to be very important, my friends. Tomorrow we get Consumer Price Index for August. It's expected the core to come in, as usual, at 0.2%. We get housing starts for August. They expected at 1,345,000. A little wishful thinking. Same goes for building permits. So we are not out of the woods this week just yet as far as the exuberance on Wall Street is concerned. And we are dealing now with that old bugaboo, inflation. It is, without question, one of the things that is the great stealth tax, as many people have pointed out many times. This is something that's been with us for a long time. As a matter of fact, recently reading Sun Tzu's classic, The Art of War, I came across the following revealing passage penned by a famous Chinese general more than 2,500 years ago. He said, on the other hand, the proximity of an army causes prices to go up, and high prices cause the people's substance to be drained away. When their substance is drained away, the peasantry will be afflicted by heavy extractions. With this loss of substance and exhaustion of strength, the homes of the people will be stripped bare, and three-tenths of their income will have dissipated. We're dealing with a problem that's thousands of years old. And as we contemplate these numbers that we get out of what real inflation is, let me just remind you, in case you haven't been paying attention, that your basic foodstuffs have gone up dramatically in year to date. Eggs being the worst of them, up 20% year to date. Chicken up 10% year to date. All your basic food supplies, your staples, thanks to wheat prices. Wheat prices averaged around $3.40 a bushel. Wheat now per bushel hit a high of $9 earlier this week. In large part, you can thank George Bush, far-sighted vision of not wanting to address the real crisis facing America and its energy needs. They want to come up with alternatives without thinking things through, which they're very good at doing. They never think anything through, because all of a sudden, getting on this ethanol kick, we are now forcing farmers to substitute food for wheat. And subsequently, based on that, you have this domino effect that happens to everything. Because if you raise the wheat prices and the corn prices go up, it means the feed prices for cows go up, it means beef prices go up, it means fertilizer prices go up based on the oil price. It is a domino effect of things that happen. So no matter how much the government tries to massage the consumer price index, and they do it for a very good reason, because they do not want to pay, they do not want to admit that inflation is running, as Bob Chapman says, in excess of 10%, but that would be a death blow to the U.S. Treasury, because if the government had to actually admit that inflation was running at those levels, that means they would have to raise the cost of living increases to all those Social Security recipients. And they don't want to do that in any way, shape, or form. They want to be, and they want the recipients of Social Security to be quite happy with the 3% yearly increase, which is, which is kind of ironic when you look at Congress, which constantly passes themselves yearly increases, which is far in excess of what the government says is inflation. We need a $5,000 increase. Why? Well, cost of living. But that's not 3%. That's substantially more. Well, it's expensive living in Washington, D.C. No kidding. So these numbers are all, these are all massage numbers. But I do my weekly shopping. I don't have a maid that goes out and does it for me, as used to do in the old country. Now I do it. And I can see, beginning of the year, $100 used to get me 5 bags of groceries. I went out day before yesterday. $100 now gets me 3 bags of groceries. So I'm short a couple of bags of groceries just since the beginning of the year. And you can do it for yourself. We've had mass increases in utility bills. Utility bills, I'm a bachelor. I live in a one-bedroom apartment. It's not palatial. It's not huge. It's like 900 square feet. My utility bill 6 months ago was around $80 a month. Now my utility bill is $180 a month. That's a substantial increase in my costs. Now we are dealing with oil. And granted, we got that rare phenomena taking place as the price of crude oil continues to soar and break records on a daily basis. Prices at the pump, and I swear this is true, it's true, prices at the pump have gone down a nickel in the last 3 days here in the Valley of the Sun. How's that possible? How can crude oil prices be going up and gas prices be going down? I heard one talking head today says, well, you will not see the consequences of rising crude oil prices, but you will see, obviously, that effect taking place, especially especially in Yankeeville, anywhere east of the Mississippi, where heating oil is going through the roof, and a lot of people on the East Coast are going to get a sticker shock come the fall when they start getting their gas bills. So what do you do?
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, my friends. Nobody knows the shape the U.S. economy is in outside of one guy, David Walker. And it's bizarre. The guy must be pulling his hair out as we speak, because we are facing a financial crisis of epic proportion, yet not one question is ever raised in any of these presidential debates, either by the Democrats or the Republicans. Last night was no exception. I watched the debate take place in Florida last night, where the questions were benign at best, stupid at worst, and they were all questions of the genre of, you know, when was the last time you beat your wife? Without question, Ron Paul once again blew his competition away, just simply because of their lack of understanding of history and or the Constitution of the United States. But the bottom line is, it's a subject that none of the political parties want to address. It's a crazy ant in the basement. Because the images that we are seeing on television and on the internet, I shouldn't even say on television, because they're sparse on television. It's very seldom you will see pictures of lines of panicked savers desperately trying to free their money from the shackles of banks in England. And what you might expect to see is, this is something you'd expect to see in a third world dictatorship like Zimbabwe, not in a first world country such as jolly old England. And the stampede of customers fleeing their local branches is matched only by the rush of investors to sell their shares in all these financial institutions in jolly old England. And it is an amazing thing to watch. What we are watching is, human emotion is affected by two things. And it's not philosophical by any stretch of the imagination. All I'm simply going to recount to you is what I was taught when I was going through commodity school, where we had to spend endless weeks in Chicago. You spend 1 week going through the markets, and they're telling you how to compute what a future contract costs, what an option costs, and all that kind of good thing. The other 7 weeks was how to deal psychologically with people. And one of the two buttons they tell you to seek out in a prospective client is his fear button and his greed button. These are the only two emotions that will get people motivated to do something. And when we look out at the world today, it's pretty evident that there are people that are pushing the fear button and there are people pushing the greed button. No question about it. And I will not be that disingenuous to say that I don't push the fear button. But when we have to debate what are our fear factors out there, you got to put them in perspective. Because everybody's trying to sell you something on fear. Well, Wall Street and Las Vegas sell you on the greed factor. But by and large, we are dealing with a government selling you on the fear factor based on a boogeyman theory. And it's amazing how many people buy into it. Maybe it helps explain America's appetite for horror movies. I guess people just enjoy getting scared to death. But the fear factor that is used by this administration is obviously designed to freeze you in your tracks so you don't do anything about it. Because America today, my friends, and we used to use this as something that may happen in the future, that America has become a police state. And the events that have unfolded in the last couple of days prove that case. Watching that college kid, a leftist college kid, well, aren't all college kids leftist, asking John Kerry a question, and he was attacked by six cops who tased him. This is at a college campus. This is a kid, irrespective of what he was talking about, this is a kid that was subjected to police brutality. Right here in the Valley of the Sun, starting tomorrow, we have the most draconian drunk driving laws in the country taking place. Now, there's a lot of people out there that will say, well, that's a good thing. We got to get drunk drivers off the road. There's no question I agree with that. But then you got to look at the cost that you are going to pay to have that security. And basically what's going to happen in Phoenix, it's a zero-tolerance policy. In other words, police officers will now have the ability, when they pull you over for a whatever silly thing, if you go over a white line, if your tail light is out, they can now obviously make a judgment on whether you are an impaired driver. What does an impaired driver mean? It could mean anything. If you have a beer, you are an impaired driver. This is one beer. This is all a fear tactic. This is the early stages of, unfortunately, the slippery slope that's leading us straight into a police state. You wonder why I say buy gold and lots of it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast, and it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side, dealing with the fear factor. As government tries to sell you on the boogeyman called terrorism, instill fear in you that some guy with a rag on his head is going to jump out from under your bed and slit your throat. And based on that fear factor, they are able to impose all kinds of draconian measures that only despots and dictators do to a people. I mean, it's amazing. And they're very successful at it because people buy into it all the time. If we don't fight them over there, we'll have to fight them over here. It's the most asinine thing in the world. But it's a tactic that they use to sell you on more laws and more restrictions on your personal liberties and freedoms. And it's unfortunate that not many people can see, at least of all these candidates running for office. The only person that understands it's Ron Paul. Preachers do the same thing. Preachers sell you on fear. Oh, I know some people say, well, they have good uplifting messages. No, but when you boil it all down, they're selling you on fear, because if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are going to spend the rest of your life in hell. That is a selling of a fear, and it moves people to action. I use fear when we talk about the economy, but I want you to put this in perspective. Which fear is real and which one is Memorex? The fear that government's trying to sell you on terrorism is not real at all. The fear that the pastors try to sell you on religion is not really a fear at all, because the bottom line, my friends, no matter what you believe, none of us know what the truth is. As I mentioned yesterday, watching that series on MSNBC Bishop Colton Pearson, I believe was his name. The series was entitled To Hell and Back, where he had, after many years, decided to question, where was hell? Was hell some place we were going to, or was hell on earth? And he got ostracized for that. But the fear that we sell when it comes to the economy is a real fear, and that's a fear that you should pay attention to, because it's going to affect you personally. Not something that's going to happen in the future, not something that may jump out from under your bed, but something that's real. The reality of what is going to happen with a collapsing dollar, a loss of purchasing power. Gold gives you a simple guarantee, and it's done it for 5,000 years. This is not complicated. It's not rocket science. If you put $10,000 into gold today, it'll give you the simple guarantee that in 2 years from now, if you were going to buy the same goods and services for $10,000, even if at that time the price is $30,000, you will still be able to buy it with the gold that you purchased today for $10,000. It's as simple as that. It's no more complicated than that. Because we are never going to solve any of our problems. This is the reason why gold could go to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. It's just because of all these problems that are on our plate right now, nobody will address the real causes of the problem. And if you can't address the real cause of a problem, you can never solve a problem. Because if your basic premise is based on a false premise, all the other decisions you make based on that premise will be wrong. It's like with health care. The big debate that's going on with Hillary Rodham Clinton right now. Once again, looking for a government solution to a problem that exists out there because of the fact that we live in a litigious society. If we had to address why healthcare costs are so out of control, all we got to do is look at the legal system, the trial lawyers, who obviously are the people who are solely responsible for jacking up the rates. It's the same reason why you pay exorbitant amounts of money for car insurance. Why? Because everybody that gets involved in a fender bender turns it into like they just struck the lottery. And so those prices are fed down to you and me, the consumer. By all stretches of the imagination, we shouldn't be paying more than $50 a month for full coverage. But that's not the case. You're paying twice that amount for full coverage today. It's the same thing when it comes to, obviously, the war on drugs. The reason that we have a problem with the war on drugs is basically the same problem we had with prohibition in the 1920s. And how did we solve the crisis and the crime associated with prohibition? Well, we legalized alcohol. Then all of a sudden that problem went away. But nobody wants to talk about legalizing drugs because we've all been fed this fear factor going back to reefer madness, for goodness sake, where we think certain drugs are bad. Like, for instance, morphine. Morphine is not a bad drug. It's actually a great drug if you are a person that's in perpetual pain all your life. And I should know about this particular subject. But they don't address this subject. Morphine for a person in chronic pain lets them function like a normal human being. They don't do it to get high. Granted, there's a few people that will use morphine to get high, but then my question is, why punish a whole slew of people for the irresponsible actions of a handful? So we will never, obviously, win the war on drugs. It's the same thing about solving the crisis in the Middle East. We will never solve the crisis in the Middle East because we do not have the cojones to stand up and challenge AIPAC and whether or not U.S. foreign policy is dictated by a small hand of Zionists. We are never going to address the problem of obesity because nobody wants to address the root cause of obesity. And it's not because of soft drinks or fatty food or McDonald's hamburgers. It is because of lawyers, trial lawyers, who sue schools because little Johnny happened to be running and scratched his knee. Schools are so petrified of lawsuits that little Johnny now is stuck in a little cubicle and he can't do anything, so a kid's energy level is bouncing off the ceiling, but he can't do anything to release it, so little Johnny just sits there, gets fat and stupid. When you look at education, why is it that kids, math, history, 24th in the world, this is mind-boggling. The most advanced country in the world, and the kids' education level is somewhere south of Sri Lanka. Why is this? Well, why don't we look at the root cause of the problem, which is the Department of Education and the teachers' unions? Why don't we eliminate these people? Why don't we eliminate government out of the school system altogether? You eliminate government out of the school system, I guarantee you the levels of graduation would increase, the levels of math and science will increase, and kids will actually be able to graduate from school and read their diplomas. But we don't want to deal with the real cause of the issue. We got oil prices soon to hit $100 a barrel. Why can't we address the issue? Because why? Because we don't want to do anything that's going to upset the environmentalists out there. If you want to address the problem, if you want America to become self-sufficient, and it could become self-sufficient tomorrow, America has more resources than any other country on the face of the earth, but because we are so environmentally conscious today, that we now have to import a large majority of the oil that's freely available in Alaska, off the coast of California, off the coast of Texas, in the Gulf. And it's like all the problems that we are facing, the reason why they just stay there and perpetuate themselves year after year is because nobody wants to address the real cause of the problem. And when you have a candidate that has the cojones, that's willing to do that, that's willing to address the issues, nobody pays any attention to him. It is one of the most bizarre things I have witnessed in my life. Here's a man in Ron Paul. He's not perfect. He does not walk on water. He's human like all of us, but at least he understands where the problems are. But because he wants to address the issues, nobody wants to pay attention to him. Because I guess the pain of that reality is something nobody wants to deal with, because then it would completely derail their whole logic and mindset for many years. And people can't change for whatever strange reason. And they can't think further than their noses. I was watching that debate last night. Duncan Hunter. How this man is even a member of the House beats me. How did he actually get that far? Sam Brownback? Has this man actually ever read the Constitution? They all talk high-mindedly about the Constitution, but when you listen to them speak, you understand in no short order, if you are a student of history, that these people are completely, utterly clueless. The same goes for Tom Tancredo. He's a one-note Johnny. And as for Alan Keyes, I support Alan Keyes for president. Problem is, president of another country far away from the United States. I suggest Mr. Keyes pack himself a bag and take his little sermons and head down to Zimbabwe. I used to like Alan Keyes, but that was before he went off the rail. Well, he's a neocon. What can I say? And the majority of people on that stage last night have affiliations. I mean, you want to look at the affiliations of the Council on Foreign Relations? I mean, these people are beside themselves with joy. They got three, four of the top runners, allegedly, in the Republican Party. Mitt Romney, CFR member. John McCain, CFR member. Rudy Giuliani, CFR member. Fred Thompson, CFR member. Look at the other side of the equation. On the Democrat side, Hillary Rodham Clinton, CFR member. John Edwards, a CFR member. Barack Obama, CFR member. And all these people could not address and obviously deal with the pressing crisis of the United States right now, and that is America's foreign policy. Why? Because they are all puppets of the APEC lobby. This is not anti-Semitism. This is not going after quote-unquote Jews, as most people would like to think it is. It's just being a reality. The people at APEC are Zionists. Zionism is an ideology. It's not a religion. It's like terrorism. Terrorism is not a thing. It's not a country. It's not a person. It's an ideology. So we're fighting a war on an ideology. It makes you think that maybe these people do know the root causes of all these problems, but for whatever reason, they don't want to address them because they don't want to change the outcome. It seems as though these people are bent on perpetual war for perpetual peace. And they manipulate you through that fear factor. They push that fear button. It's much easier to push the fear button than to push the greed button. You see, because if you're going to push the green button, then you've got to be preaching Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's how you push the greed button. I don't know why nobody's ever adopted Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Probably the single best-selling self-help book ever published on the planet. That should be U.S. foreign policy. You know, but it goes against the grain of a lot of people. Because one of the fundamental techniques in handling people is don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Give people a feeling of importance. Praise the good parts of them. Give the other person to do what you want them to do by arousing their desires, their dreams, their passions. I mean, can you imagine how different America would be after 9/11? Where rather than instituting a military action, 9/11 was treated, as Ron Paul says this many times, treated as what it was, a crime scene, and treated as a law enforcement problem. Go after these people for criminals that they are, and the people that helped them. But no, they fed on the fear factor. This military supremacy theory, which is a failure. And the reason it's a failure is because these people never learn from history, especially American history. For goodness sake, Britain was an occupying force in the 13 colonies. Why is it so strange to see the same passion that the Iraqis have against Americans in their own country? America's an occupying force. We have become the British in Iraq. I'm surprised we haven't set up concentration camps over there yet. In order to thwart the terrorists, well, let's take away their support systems. Let's lock up women and children in concentration camps like the British did to the Boers in the 1900s because they couldn't figure out that they were an occupying force. I mean, history is replete with examples of this, of what happens. But nobody wants to address these issues. Nobody wants to look at them. So you have to wonder, why are they doing this? Why are they setting us up for this fall? Because it's a fall we are going to take. We are at the vortex of this financial apocalypse that's coming down. And it's because nobody wants to deal with the real issues or make the painful choices. Think about a presidential candidate that comes up and says, look, I can solve all your problems, but listen, it's going to require serious sacrifices. it is going to require the cutting off of many social programs. People who have for decades been sucking on the teat of the U.S. Treasury. You're going to have to, unfortunately, do something that no politician wants to say. We're going to have to cut government spending and raise taxes. And it's going to be painful. And if we don't do that, we will do what no generation has ever done. We will pass on to our grandchildren a worse country than what we have.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Segment for this Tuesday programming reminder, tomorrow, Charles Carlson on the show. And just in case some people are confused out there, this is not Charles Carlson from Watergate who went to prison and who has Prison Fellowship Ministries. This is a different Charles Carlson. So he'll be on the show tomorrow. The Bob Chapman special for today is the German 20 mark, just a little shy of a quarter of an ounce of gold, minted between 1890 and 1913. Yours for $186. Order 20 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. And talking about products that God's given us, here's another one that you can't do without. You have all the gold in the world, but if you don't have clean drinking water, you've got a big problem. And at Republic Broadcasting Network, on sale now, a $20 savings. The Berkey Light with the lighted base was $279, now $259. The all filtration system comes with a free gift of two sports bottles or a set of PF2 filters. I have a Berkey. I have had one for a while. Actually, I got it before Y2K. I have the old steel Berkeys, and I use it all the time. I can honestly say I must probably save myself thousands of dollars, rather than buying stupid bottled water, which as we know now, I should say, that, pretty much, bottled water that they sell at exorbitant prices, more than the price of gasoline, is nothing but tap water. At least with a Berkey, you get clean water. And you know how to test, Berkey? You know how to test what clean water is? If you take Berkey water and you put it in an ice tray, you stick it in your freezer, and take an ice tray and fill it up from the tap, and when the ice cubes have frozen, punch them out and take a look at the difference between the two ice cubes. The Berkey comes out almost like glass, whereas the tap water is a sort of whitish, pasty color. And, who knows what's in that stuff? So if you haven't as yet got yourself a Berkey water filter, I strongly suggest you give Republic Broadcasting a call and pick up a Berkey with the light. It's really nice, and you can actually see it. The silver ones are a bit of a pain in the butt because you can never see where your water levels are. With the one with the light, not only does it look attractive, but the water is great. And trust me on this one. we haven't even talked about, obviously, the problems that we have with water and the soon-to-be water shortages that we are going to face. So these are things that you can do for yourself, protect yourself from what's coming down the pike. And I